how to make 100K sale on Amazon in 7 days by Aaron Smith. Okay. What actions can you take if you want to start selling, let's say, 1,000 items a day and you want to generate between 50 and 100K a month? I've done this month and it's, you know, pretty freaking easy. And I'm going to, go over a few techniques and marketing strategies. And there are personally my marketing strategies that I've used. I opened this store on May 22nd and I've generated over 150,000 in sales. And I just want to show people how to do it. You know, if you're just starting up, if you've, you know, been on Amazon for a few years, if you made a few million dollars, you know, this is just beneficial to you just to hear this information. So pretty much I'm using marketing strategies like psychological pricing, where this is when I use prices that are set at a certain level where, you know, the consumer perceives the price to be cheaper based on the price shown. And most common method is odd pricing. Like, I'm using cents ending in values like 5, 7, or 9, and it's believed that that consumers tend to round down a price of $9.95 to $9 rather than 10, along with a very common ending value approach, like ending in 99 or 95 cents. Some users, you know, try to use the cents ending to the price below the competition, as users list 95 cents as an ending value. You can lower your cents to, you know, 85 or 45 cents or even 9 cents for all products to always try to achieve the lowest price. While the psychological pricing and the cents ending value is very common on e-commerce websites, using much lower cents ending value might be a better approach when listing on a marketplace with multiple sellers like Amazon. You know, so, you know, I just want you to understand some of the basic, you know, price setting strategies that there are. And there are a few price setting tips, you know, to like consider, you know what I mean? So psychological pricing is one, you know, get in the customer's mind, jack the price up, lower the price, mark the shipping up, whatever you have to do. But my second strategy is price versus shipping markup. So the question you have to ask yourself is, what actions can you take if you want to start selling 1,000 items a day, and if you want to generate 50 to 100K a month? You know, that's the ideal goal, because that's when you're making money. You know what I mean? And there's stiff competition on Amazon, and you know, and the only thing that you really want to achieve on Amazon is excellent seller metrics. You know what I mean? Like, you want to be able to like stand, you know, and have a chance at winning, you know, a share of this valuable real estate, you know, to get a sense of how incredibly important it is, you know, to, you know, understand the metrics and what people want to buy so you can make a sale in the marketplace. You know, what if I told you, if you spend a dollar and you make back two, isn't that good business? It's very good business. And if you think about it, the average revenue that I'm bringing in is $28,000 per month, okay? And the cost of my inventory is not that much. And, you know, actually, I'm wrong. It's actually, I'm bringing in $78K per month. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And it's a beautiful thing. So I'm probably putting in $30,000 to make that $78K. So, you know, if you do that, I'm not really doing much. And, you know, there's alternative ways to fund your store if you don't have the funding. But, you know, list and be creative. You know, there's alternative lending options, you know. A lot of people don't want to ask their friends and family for money when they're opening up an Amazon store. But sometimes you got to, you know, just go all in, you know. Even if you don't know what you're doing, start listing things. If you have the extra capital, ship it off. Just be responsible, ship it off, and get that product to that customer. You know what I mean? Because after a while, there's companies like Payability that will finance you. You know what I mean? And, you know, there's alternative ways of getting capital to fund your orders. You know what I mean? Like, there's instant advances, you know, up to $250,000 on your future receivables. at a discount. So, you know, think about a company giving you a large sum of cash to invest in big inventory orders or other growth opportunities. You know what I mean? So you can go to your, you know, distributors and, you know, as an Amazon seller, use instant advances to grow your business, you know, by 50% in just 1 month. You know, not only the fact that I'm telling you how to sell, I'm showing you how to get alternative funding. So pretty much, you know, just think about the sales strategies. Think about what you want to sell and how you want to sell it. But just list, you know, list items that people want. You know, I'm listing commercial items, you know, pressure washers, portable things, things that people need, things that people need every single day. That's how you're going to achieve 100,000 sales in 7 days or 200,000 sales in 7 days. But I have the metrics and I don't think anybody's going to break my record. And if they do, I'm happy that I passed the torch down, but I'm the innovator to this. Anybody can list on Amazon, but you have to put your mind to it, and you can only have to, you know, visualize what you're going to do for your store. That's the only thing that matters. Everything else doesn't matter. People are going to judge you. People are going to say, you know what, you're not monetizing that business, but you know what, just do more per hour instead of working more hours. You know what I mean? I planned everything out. You know, first I told myself, you know what, I'm going to make 27K today. And then I told myself I'm going to make 65K today. And then I told myself I'm going to make 78K. And then I told myself I'm going to make 100. And then, damn, I made it. And then I had to revise my strategy. But now, you know, I'm getting investors that are interested. And that's the beautiful thing. You know what I mean? As long as you, like, put the work in. And, you know, if you spend a dollar on advertising and make two back, you'll never have to worry about money ever again. And, you know, if you listen to these podcasts, I'll show you how to achieve these goals. And I'll post my metrics online. Also, you know, follow my Twitter account and my Instagram account. I am ecommerce1. And I am infinite intelligence1 as well. So thank you for listening. And that's how you make 50K to 100K per month by using simple strategies and keeping it simple, communication, especially with the COVID-19, you know, write your customers a message and let them know that there's going to be a short delay because people still want their item as long as you communicate with them. And it's all communication. Until the next podcast, it's probably going to be a podcast about, you know, how to make $1 million in less than 30 days. But this is just the basics. I'm going to be posting my metrics in the next podcast, and I'm going to give you links so you can learn how to, you know, list and, you know, make 100K a month. Okay, selling 1,000 items is not so easy, is it? It's pretty easy, people. Right now, I'm in my hot tub, just relaxing before I start the morning off. I'm gonna go to the bank and I'm gonna take out $10,000 because I have a big purchase that I have to make to buy more products for Amazon. But that $10,000 came from Amazon, you know? And I've been selling on Amazon for a while now, and I just want everybody who's listening to this to focus on a singular product. I focused on a singular product, and I'm making $50,000 a month. And it's gonna just increase to more and more and more and more and more. Because I understand something. Rank and bank. That's the name of today's episode, rank and bank. You find something with a high sales rank, you're gonna bank. And as simple as that. And I'm gonna show you how to list 10 items and make $10,000. Because that's what I'm here for. I'm here to make you rich. I'm here to make myself expand. And I want to see everybody's metrics, you know, increase. I want everybody to have great metrics, good analytics. And I want everybody to go from drop shipping to FBA. And that's just the plan. So right now I'm in my bathtub taking a bath. And that's the time that I get my ideas. It's when the times that you're not really thinking, that's when a great idea comes and you have to execute on that idea. So
This is what I want everybody to do. If you just started on Amazon, if you just got approved to sell on Amazon, great. You're in great space to make money. So what I need you to do is, let's start with your first product. Say if you want to make $400 a day. I want you to go check out Add a Product. And this is where Rankin Bank starts. So you go Add a Product or whatever, and you check out the hot sellers. What's low ranked and what's selling every single day? You know what I mean? That's what you have to think. I specifically like to sell appliances because that's where I make my money. Appliances, big appliances. I can sell generators, I can sell ice makers, I can sell freezers, I can sell anything that I want and I can make money. Portable washers and dryers, big money maker. But let's look at the rank. It's rank and bank, remember that. So if I sell something that people don't want, it might take me a long time to sell it. So if I spend $500 on an item that's gonna make me $500 profit, you know, how many can I really buy? That's the real question. How much can I get from Amazon with $10,000? How much? Does anybody know how to answer that question? I do. I can buy 10 items from Amazon. That's gonna cost me $500. And I'm gonna sell it for $1,000. And I made $10,000. Simple as that. So I want everybody to pay attention to this, and I'm gonna keep posting videos, you know, as time goes on, as my business grows. I'm gonna keep posting, I'm gonna stay here with you because I've done 109,000 sales in the past 7 days, and I'm gonna show you how to have a self-automated Amazon business. I'm gonna show you how to drop ship these items. So when you're posting the item, the rank and bank system is pretty much, I see someone selling it, there's six other sellers, it's selling for Prime, it's selling on Amazon Prime, I'm gonna squeeze my price in there and get my profit share. So you do that with any item, you know what I mean? My favorite items to sell is a singular product, like heavy appliances, stuff that where I'm gonna make the customer pay for shipping. I'm gonna put expedited shipping because I want them to look, you know, like they're gonna get it faster than anybody else. And that's how you get to the top of Amazon, by shipping, expedited shipping, you know what I mean? But once the money starts coming in, it's easier because you can forge your own product. You don't have to worry about anybody. But for the most part, you buy a product for $500, you sell it for $1,000. And I'm gonna show you how to sell that perfect product. But I need you to use your own creativity as you listen to these podcasts, because it's only gonna help you. So the rank and bank system is to find things of low rank that are selling in the top 100, and you're gonna be making, you know, $5,000, $10,000, $60,000 a month like I am. So thank you for listening to this podcast, and I'm gonna drop more. Thank you.
Building a new routine is the difference between success and failure. If you're doing the same things every single day, how are things gonna change? You have to change. Things are gonna change when you change. You know, things haven't always been perfect for me. There's one point in time where I just had a string of arrest back to back to back to back. And my story is gonna show you that anybody can change. Anybody can learn how to read. Anybody can learn how to ditch friends and focus on disciplines, because it's gonna create an outcome for you that you want, not an outcome that you don't want. People are always saying, I don't want this to happen, I don't want this to happen. But you know what the problem is? They're focused on what they don't want. But when they wanna go buy some weed, they go buy some weed. Well, Aaron Smith, that's a different type of breed of individual. I love money. I love comfort. I love seeing people smile. I think making money is easy. And it's just as easy as reading. It's just as easy as turning on a light. It's just as easy as turning off a light. It comes from all ways, all shapes and sizes. We're measured by our thoughts. And make sure before you speak sometimes, you think before you speak, and learn to speak less and get more done. Because, you know, your words create light. And that's the main point of this podcast today. I got to the point where I'm just gonna give some jewels, and it's almost like I'm dropping some jewelry on the ground. You know, I'm dropping these jewels on you guys, man. And I want everybody to hear me who's going through a hard time with, you know, family members or discipline or, you know, just getting it done, because it can happen. You can make $1 million this year. You can make $25 million this year. It's all what you want to make. I made $1 million. Now I'm being offered $3-4 million contracts. You know, it's a beautiful thing. So that tells me that I'm worth a little bit more. I'm probably worth $100 million. I'd like to say that I want $100 million just off Amazon. And then I'm going to venture off in different businesses. But who knows? The future comes soon enough. The point that I'm trying to make is do what 10% will do. Don't do what 90% won't do. Everybody wants to get paid, but not everybody wants to do the disciplines. They kind of want it, but they don't want it all the way, so it's not going to work for them. But I'm going to show you how it can work for you. Anything can happen for you in this time, but stop focusing on things that you don't want. You can do all things. You know what I mean? Have some type of mirth in your life, some amusement, you know, some enjoyment, laugh. You know, words create light, so be careful what you speak. If you want to go work at Wendy's, you can work at Wendy's. I'm telling people that they can sell on Amazon. Don't be skeptical. Don't be overcautious. It's the language of the poor. Just relax. Take your money and invest it and make sure that you're creating new energy. And that's the most important part. All the negativity has to go. You put it on paper and then it comes to life and your dreams unfold. Start a new routine. That's what this means. Start reading more for what it would make of you to achieve it. Start a new routine. Do something different. Don't talk to the same people every day. Stay silent for a few days. Create a master plan, a game plan. A game plan of your life. You schedule it. You plan ahead, you get ahead. But if you complain, you get more problems. No matter what's happening, just stop and restart. You don't have to keep doing the same projects that you're doing. You know, now that I have money, it's so easier to see things. You know, I spoke to a friend of mine, Roger Lehman, owner of 129 Days, DS Domination. This guy's made millions of dollars, you know, helps people make millions of dollars. And, you know, I'm very grateful that I came across this program because I actually follow the program and I mastered it. And, you know, 6 years down the line, look where I'm at. Roger, owner of 129 Days, I really appreciate him. And there's not enough gratitude that I can even express, because making $1 million is so much more easier now that I want to make him 10. And I think I am going to make him 10. We can start with 3, we can start with 10. But I have the products and I have the confidence now because I'm not thinking about all the things that I don't want. Roger taught me that. When I first did my first sale on eBay, he had a webinar on his page where he's like saying that this is not money from your broke, you know, uncle. This is getting money from eBay and PayPal. You know, like Roger taught me that if you put $1 in, you make 2 back. It's good business. Even if you sacrifice that dollar for however like long, it doesn't matter. There's constraints, there's rules, and you have to build up, but it doesn't happen overnight. But, you know, there's a few people in the world that give information, you know, and Roger's one of them, man. He helps so much people, and you see all the people that says he's a scam, he's this, that, and the third, but those are people that didn't follow instructions. I'm one of the people that made it out, you know, thanks to DS Domination, you know, and I really wouldn't have done it without it because I didn't have no clue how to sell online. I'm so thankful for 129 days. I'm so thankful for Roger. So everybody, you know, if you ever see him, you know, try to, you know, wish him well and always say something nice about that man because, you know, he's someone to do business with. He's someone that any entrepreneur should go do business with because his brain is not of this world. It's he's a developed man, and I'm thankful for his counsel. Anyways, as far as the routines on Amazon and life and struggling with, you know, how to think, change it up and don't go back. And I guarantee you, if you stay close to God or whoever you believe in and stay positive, you're going to have everything that you want. Just believe. Just believe as a kid. Just make believe. Same way you want to go buy weed, apply that towards getting millions of dollars and everything else, and the money will come right in your account. Until next podcast, I'm Infinite Intelligence. Change your routine, make millions of dollars, sell on Amazon, flip houses, do whatever you can think in your mind and create it. Put it on paper, put it in your mind, and put the action.